This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, this is about us.
No, it's about you, Joe.
No.
I got 7 weeks.
I have the same amount of weeks as you do.
No, you don't. That tape died last night.
I don't agree.
That tape died last night.
All right, let's get into this. All right,
first stage of grief, Joe.
Is denial. That's the truth.
There's still a pulse.
For real.
So you're not lowering this casket into the ground yet. All right,
we're digging the hole, though.
You can dig. I mean, we've dug Hugh's grave for years around here. So that's fine. I get it.
Is that an old joke?
I think it is. Feeling tired.
I didn't mean it that way, but I guess it is.
Dinosaur Douglas.
I'm going to try to find the exact wording of what I said. But you know, if you're not sure, what this is about is Saquon Barkley. And when the Eagles signed him, while I recognize he was a tremendous player, I was skeptical that Saquon would be a true difference maker. And hold on, before it went last.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm
before
let you
it
cook.
Went last.
Let you go.
The root of my take was I didn't think running backs made a difference win losses, right? So they won 11 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see how he was going to move them forward to be a 12, 13, 14 win team. Now, I recognize the math on that take right now. They're 8-2. They look like they're going to win 12 or 13, whatever it's going to end up, maybe 14. That'd be great. So, I'm holding out my take until they get to win number 12. There's a pulse here until win number 12.
Unreal. Now, I think you're looking at it the wrong way because you're comparing it to the record last year. Compare it to what the record would be this year without him.
Well, that's a little harder to do.
Well, right. Because I think you're ignoring the obvious. Like, they would not. I think at least he's won them three games.
Well, that's a lot.
It's not a lot. He just. Joe, did he not basically. He won the Eagles that game last night.
I have nothing bad to say about Saquon Barkley.
I know you don't. Yeah, because there's nothing bad to say.
But one player doesn't win football games. Like, he won it because the defense helped him win it, right?
Sure. No, but he also helps the defense, Joe.
Of course he does. Yeah, but that's why it's hard to parse that out the same way.
Well, he's the MVP of the Eagles right now.
He is.
There's
how about this?
No question about it.
He is moving up the rankings for the NFL MVP. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be the hammer. That'd be the last nail in my coffin if he wins the NFL MVP, because that would be cemented in. So, last night after the game, he was 150 to 1 to win the MVP. He was behind Sam Darnold. It was as someone who doesn't even think running backs will maybe ever win MVPs again. Mm-hmm. I bet on it last night because I was like, wait a second. He has a better chance than Sam Darnold. This is stupid. He's now down to 60-1. He's having an incredible season. I recognize I'm on my deathbed with this. Okay?
Yeah, you are. You're on life support.
I know. The doctor came in and said you probably have 6 weeks to live. And I said, okay, but I'm not dead yet. But I see where this is going. I see where it's
going.
You see
the writing on the wall, Joe.
I feel the same way.
Hold on a second.
No.
It took one playing of this music and one segment for me to admit I'm going to die on this hill. It took you a year and a half.
Wait a minute, because I had a stronger take, and it was more valid at the time.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Defense always matters. Running backs rarely do.
No, especially when you talk about the slide that we had after week 10. So, with that being said, I know today I have not a leg to stand on, so that's why I rolled that out there. I mean, I give them their props.
Wait a second. It took you 11 weeks of top of the NFL defense to admit this.
No, they yesterday.
And we beat you up about it every day.
Yeah, y'all did beat me up about it every day. But yesterday, they showed a lot of poise, especially when you talk about a team. That was the best offense they faced at that point, at this point in the season, you know, especially when you talk about the way that we started our second half of the season. Now, they have a few more tests coming up, but man, to hold a team that was coming in averaging 30 points, to hold them to what, 10? Because that last one, I don't, you know, and I'll be a man.
Hold on. It counts, though. Don't you try to lay the groundwork that doesn't count.
No,
the fact that. You heard that?
No, I'm saying I give them the props. That last one don't count. So I give them 10 points. They held them to 10 points. That's pretty impressive, man. And the fact that the young Thundercats, I just want to give a shout out again to Kobe Dean and the way he made that play. That was a goosebump play when the quarterback went to pull it down.
It was.
that was a really good play, man. So yeah, I'm still in this thing. I just know that today ain't a good day to be just popping off with all that foolishness.
Okay, so I mean, so what do we do now? You digging the grave back there? What are you doing? You lowering us down?
Yeah, well, if it were up to me, he's both be in there.
He's glowing already.
Not yet. Not yet.
I mean, like, you can stand as tall as you want.
I will.
The take is dead. I mean,
yeah,
like,
it, I will.
To try and make any sort of argument that Saquon hasn't been a difference maker for this team is just, it's
I'm going
ignorant.
Back to the original take. I've seen the same thing you have. I'm going back to the original take that I didn't think he'd move their win total up. He looks like he now is going to. We got to close this out, though.
I think
this is like you saying I have a terminal thing and then saying there's no reason to go out and have a good time today. No, I'm going
to. No, you need to pull the plug.
See, that's not right.
Says a wrap.
Yeah. Well, I'm not ready to go.
By
there
the
yet.
Way, yeah. I've been trying to get a running back here for years, guys.
See this, you know what this?
Bijan Robinson, you know, so he feels vindicated.
Well, this is
I am vindicated. Yeah, there's no question about it.
He's saying no question. He feels vindicated.
But all right, you realize if they had gotten Bijan Robinson, there'd be no Jalen Carter. Like, that was the root of that one. So I feel vindicated because he's better.
But it's not necessarily about Bijan. It's about what a running back would have added to this offense. And the whole thing is, oh, we had a great offensive line. Like it seemed like simple math to me. Actually, Jordan Mailata said it, right, when he was the Tim McManus article about how they went to Nick Sirianni. They're like, Saquon is a good running back. We have a great O-line. Why
use
not combine
us.
The two together?
Yep. Use us.
Is this my time to point out that Kenny Gainwell averaged 10 yards a carry last night?
That wasn't bad. We only cared about, what, three times?
I think four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a bad average, though.
Would we have the same record if we didn't have Saquon and Kenny Gainwell?
That's not what I was saying.
No, but that's the point.
No, but my point has always been they've run it well no matter who's back there, and I question if it was worth it. And so did they, for what it's worth, right? The Eagles didn't sign a running back for real since Shady left here. Mm-hmm. So they didn't think it was necessary, and then they went
they were
down
wrong.
That. Well,
take funeral for Howie.
Well, they weren't really wrong. It's just a different way of doing it. I mean, they were. They
kind of wrong.
They went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago with Miles Sanders.
It's cute. They might be 5-5 this year if they didn't have Saquon.
Cute.
Well, it's because the quarterback's not playing well.
Right. So, not only is Saquon the MVP, he's saving Jalen Hurts' ass from getting, I mean.
And the defense is. The defense is really
saving
everybody.
We would be crushing Jalen Hurts if it weren't for Saquon Barkley.
Well, of course.
Well, at least y'all waited to at least 1 o'clock on a Friday to start, you know. Swing mud on Jalen
it's not appropriate to have a funeral the day after the Eagles
no, that's what
beat
I'm
the
saying.
Commanders
least,
like that.
At least you
well,
waited to
not having a funeral.
At least you waited to 1 o'clock before you start slinging mud. Though.
You can dig the hole as deep as you want. This casket's not going down until they have their 12th win. That's all.
I'm lowering it.
Okay. And what are you laughing at? Your take's been
what are you talking about? No, this ain't about me.
You're just happy someone else has a bad take on this show. All right.
You got my ears. Like, what's the one of Joe's that...
Yeah, I forgot what his take was. Yeah.
He was so excited
yeah, I was
for
like,
this moment.
Yeah, I was waiting on that.
Yeah, it was
I'm happy
one.
For you.
Thank you.
Your
you
take
one.
Was idiotic.
My take was not
Come
idiotic.
On. How does
my
defense take, not matter?
My take was right on point. So much so that it looks bad now. But look how long it took for my take to go bad. Your take went bad in one day.
Oh, stop.
It did. It went bad in one day.
They won 11 games last year with nobody running back.
You had like 2 days of your take, and then it just went.
Hold on. They stunk last year. Don't do the 11 games thing. We know what that team was. I don't want to hear it. No. No,
well,
no, no,
hold
no.
on. Then time
that
out.
Was spin doctor Julio right there.
Time out. The next time.
11 games.
Then,
come
then,
on.
Okay, that's fine. I will go under your premise that last year doesn't count. Then no one would parrot to me Nick Sirianni's career record. Take 11 wins right out then, because that doesn't count. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah I don't do that. Sure. What's
kinda,
his, okay, well, I mean, Joe, I got bad news for you. His record's still really good without the 11-5 season.
Sure, but it's not as good.
Of course,
I mean, not as good. Steven Trenton's up next. What's up, Steve?
He's not like how he dropped the mic.
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Hey,
what's
Steve.
What's going on, Steve?
Good, good. Great Friday. Victory Friday. I'm happy about the win, but I'm still very surprised that Jalen Hurts is getting this kind of flack, man. I mean, he didn't play great last night, but I thought he played fine.
Okay,
and
so wait a minute, Steve. I'm going to let you talk, but why?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so why is it like hate? It's too much crap. Well, you just said he just played okay. How's it too much crap now?
Yeah, because, well, every quarterback has a game where they're okay. Patrick Mahomes has a game where he plays okay. You know, I think Jalen still is the quarterback for this team that could take them to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I honestly feel like, yeah, he's just getting too much crap. I mean, if we had other guys in this town, like, you know, they'd be talking about Lamar Jackson can't make the playoffs. They'd be talking about, I mean, Jaden Daniels on the other side, given he has less weapons, but, I mean, we'd be tearing him apart, you know, after that kind of performance, one garbage time touchdown. I just feel like you know, let's look at the positives, what he does for you. I mean, he opens up the offense, makes it so you can add the run into the offense. They're lowering the volume, but everybody knows it's going to be a numbers game. If they keep running the ball all season, they're very successful. If you get to that game where Jalen has to throw it 30, 35 times, I mean, ideally you're going to have a heavy box because we've been so successful with the run. So
heavy box,
I'm not really
crazy
worried about if he gets in a situation where he's got to throw it more. I feel like he's not the best quarterback in the NFL, but what do people want? Do they want us to score 45 points every single game?
Yes,
I mean,
these 30.
I feel like he's getting the job done. He deserves his flowers for that.
So, Steve, I think a lot of what you're saying is fair, but I think people are judging it based on what they have around him, right? Like, they probably should be a little bit better than they are offensively. Wouldn't you agree? But they have a line. They have two receivers. They have a tight end. They have Saquon. It feels like sometimes it's like a slog to get to, you know, the 25 whatever points they score.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's basically what it is.
I agree, but you look at, you know, he's the quarterback who's touching the ball every play. There's such a high volume of stuff, and it feels like people just look at the mistakes. I mean, everybody makes mistakes in football. You know, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith running into each other. You know, Devontae not getting his feet down. I'm not saying they're bad, but, you know, they make mistakes too. Jalen makes mistakes.
Sure.
But overall, I think he's doing what we're asking him to do, and he shouldn't be penalized for the fact that Saquon Barkley is playing incredibly well.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, I think the perception, what I find interesting is the perception. If you look at some of his numbers, they're almost exactly the same as 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he was everyone's favorite, right? And the sky was the limit. And now people don't feel the same way. But, like, you look at his yards per attempt, you look at his yards per completion, you look at his passer rating, his completion percentage. It's all pretty much the same as it was 2 years ago. It's just that, but people felt better about him then than they do now.
I think the teams have adjusted to what we did before, and they, you know, what Jalen Hurts was doing very well, they're preparing for that, and that's opening up the run game for Saquon Barkley, and the tides will probably turn again, where teams go, okay, you know, this is really a running football team, we're going to load the box, and I think Jalen will be successful when they do that, and, you know, they're going to give him his opportunity, you know, to air it out and that kind of stuff, but if they're going to keep letting Saquon do this, then, we're, you know, just keep doing it, no problem, it's nothing on Jalen. You know, that he's not throwing for 250 yards and three touchdowns or whatever, but I don't think he did. I mean, he had that one throw to A.J. on the third down. It was just horrible.
Yep.
I mean, it looked like he slipped.
Yep.
But, I mean, like I said, every player makes one bad mistake. His two receivers ran right into each other in the middle of the end zone. Players make bad mistakes, but I feel like people are just focusing on the negative with him. And, I'm faithful to the guy. He can take us to the Super Bowl.
Well,
Really, not a lot of guys would rather have.
Yeah, I mean, he did once. I mean, that you should have faith he could do it again. He did it once. I also think expectations change the way we talk, right? Like, people are thinking about the Super Bowl the last few weeks, so we're looking at him through the prism, Hugh, of is he going to be good enough in the biggest moments to, let's be real about this. They're going to have a moment in January. I don't know if the game's going to be here in Detroit, if it's going to be the whoever on the other side, maybe the Packers or whoever in the second round, where he's going to have to lead a drive with his arm to go finish a game. Like, mm-hmm. The other team's going to say, Saquon, we're not letting them run anymore. And I think that's what people think about when they watch him have his struggles. See, it's not, is he good? Is he bad? Like, no one thinks he's bad. That, I think, is what's on people's mind.
And I think it's all the way that people hear what's being said, because the caller just talked about how people are too hard on him. No, I don't think anybody is as hard on Jalen as he is on himself, because he set the standard. So when we sit here and we talk about it and we point out certain things that happen, like you know, we were tongue-in-cheeking this morning. If you take out the contribution of Saquon Barkley in that game last night and the contribution of that defense, we probably have a different outcome in that game. That's a fair assessment, especially when you, if you're being honest and you look at all the resources that were allocated to one side of the ball. You can't sit here and tell me that it's unfair to say that with the receivers that we have a Hall of Fame receiver that if you ask a lot of people outside of Philadelphia, they would say, yes, A.J. Brown is a Hall of Fame receiver.
I think he is.
And they're not getting the ball at the volume that they should be getting the ball. Now, I understand that Saquon Barkley is a big part of that, but I think that that's a fair criticism. That's not hating on anybody. That's just pointing out, okay, yeah, this offense is playing well. They are winning football games, but it feels like there's more to be had. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with saying that. I understand it's off the throes of having a good game yesterday. And, you know, we tempered that back a little bit. But we're trying to get to Louisiana. And we all know, we've seen it before. There's going to be games where we're going to have to put it on the shoulders of our quarterback. Perfect example, the MVP from last year. When it came time to put the game on his shoulders,
he stunk.
He didn't get it done.
No, he didn't.
And that's the knock on potentially the three-time MVP in the NFL right now, Lamar Jackson. That's the knock on him. So it's not bad, or I don't think it's being hard on anybody to set a high standard for him and point and talk about that standard.
So you know what that point you just made reminded me, or the one that Joe made about his numbers looking at least similar to 2022, which mm-hmm. I don't really think they're that similar, but...
Well, in the categories I said, passer
rating,
completion percentage.
Okay, gotcha, right. So that reminds me a little bit of the people saying, well, they're 10-1, just like they were 10-1 last year. We have eyes. Like, we know that it looks different. It just does.
One area where he has significantly worse than 2 years ago, even though a lot of the numbers are kind of similar, he takes way more sacks. And Hugh, that to me is a product of he not seeing it right away, and then the pressure's getting there. He's taken a sack at a very high percentage this year.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because you would think, and this is a fair criticism, I think, that you would think that at this point in his career, 5 years into the game, that there should be a little bit more, I guess the best way to say it, is a sense of urgency to get the ball out of your hands quicker. Like we've heard on more than one occasion, and we've seen it for ourselves, we saw it last night, where it feels like Jalen keeps the ball in his hands a little bit too long. That's been the knock on him for the last couple of weeks. Even though we've been winning, that has been the knock on him. And there are going to be times where, like, here's the thing about the NFL, people, if I can help you understand it this way, is that when you watch film, even if you have success, even as well as that defense played, there are some plays out there that I guarantee you that when they go back and start watching film, Vic Fangio is going to say, hey, we need to clean this up. Because we're going to see that again. The play that Zach Bond got beat on, they're going to clean that play up. As well as Zach Bond played, he had like 14 tackles or something like that. The conversation at 15, I'm sorry. The conversation is, hey, good play, but hey, you need to clean that play up. Because teams are going to see that, and they're going to try to run that against you again. So you're always coming from a perspective or a position where you're always trying to get better.
I also think, and I think there's a lot of people that just get sensitive to Jalen Hurts.
Super sensitive.
But there's also there's a compliment in here. He's their most important player. We can argue, and we have all week, about who's their MVP and the Saquon stuff. The most important player they have is the quarterback. The only way they're going to win is if the quarterback does what he's got to do. So his sack percentage this year, just to point this out, because I keep saying it every week. It's really high. Here are the only current starting quarterbacks in the league that have taken sacks at a higher percentage. Will Levis and Caleb Williams.
Every time you say Will Levis' name, I got to laugh.
That's it. Like, nobody else takes sacks at a higher rate.
That's horrible company.
I know.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing, because all I can think about when this coach is like, man, what the hell are you doing?
Get rid of the football. Like, you can't do that.
It's the second time Hurts has found himself in the Will Levis company. Remember the turnover-worthy play rate early in the season?
We got to move away from Will Levis.
Away from Will Levis.
This rousing conversation was brought to you by the Jug Handle Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
Let us talk about Jalen the way we want. Brought to you by the Jug. Andy in Westchester. Andy!
Yo, how's it going, guys?
What's
good,
up, man?
Andy. What are you feeling?
I think we're on the verge of, you were talking about Sirianni having a Britney Spears moment a few weeks ago. I think he's about to have his Martin Lawrence moment when he's running around in a trash bag, because now everyone's going to start saying, oh, why isn't he going for the extra, for 2 points? Why isn't he
I remember that. He's trying to lose weight.
I need Sirianni to have more Martin Lawrence moments. That would be great.
The man's gonna be in a bad way if people keep changing their tune on him. Yeah, but I mean, it was just an awesome win. I'm still convinced he's a good coach. I'm really worried about the. I don't think people are talking enough about the concussion with Hurts. He's goofy, and that's scary stuff, man. I wonder why Tua is even playing anymore, but. You know, it's not going to end well if that keeps happening, and if Hurts gets back out there and he is hurt.
Yeah, I just hope he's all right. But it was kind of bizarre last night because he stumbled, and then you know he said he beat the protocol, whatever the heck that means. And then that interview he did with SVP was, I mean, maybe he was just fooling around. But it's when you add it all together, it did sound off.
Yeah, that interview just kind of was the freakiest thing to me. I don't know. I've had him before. My wife, that's what she does for a living, is works with concussion patients. And some of the stories you hear, it's just crazy what people go through. But anyway, back to fun stuff. I caught a couple new Hughes today. I don't know if they're in the field yet.
Oh, what do we have?
There's Humble Hugh when he's doing his take, you know, or pulling back his take.
Yeah.
And then Wall Street Hugh, he keeps talking about finances.
But, I like that. Yeah, Joe Lunardi's going to have a difficult time putting together this bracketology of all the Hughes because there's so many.
Well, there's still, I don't know if tongue-tied Hugh was out there before, but that kind of went to Humble Hugh because it sounds like Porky Pig sometimes when he's saying, you know, defense is not necessary. It's not luxury.
Yeah, I didn't want to. That hurt me to my soul to have to say that.
I could see it on your face. It was difficult.
Yeah, it was difficult.
It's a disaster.
I hate you, Kyle Quinn, with so much with the 500,000 subs.
That was so much
right now. It's a necessity for this team for sure because they keep them in it until you know they can catch up with the offense. It makes me think, like you know, you wonder. This Miami's defensive players are just a bunch of punks. Like they're complaining about Fangio, and look what he's done with all these. Your young Thundercats, Hugh, in this short amount of time. You know, they don't even know they're supposed to be rookies.
Well, yeah. especially Quinion, man.
Yeah, they're doing a hell of a job, man. It's just a great thing to see.
It's kind of like how happy we are of getting Saquon from New York. It's like, thanks, Miami, for being a bunch of immature losers. We got Fangio from you.
You know, that's a good point. Sometimes these off seasons, you got to get lucky, right? Last year, we got unlucky because the Gannon thing happened so late that we kind of lost Fangio to Miami, and then it, you know, worked out the way. And this year, we got lucky, right? Saquon got free because Giants let him out, and then whatever happened down there between, you know, Fangio and the Dolphins. Andy, good phone call. 2-1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.